unpublished manuscript testimonies of Ellen G. White, taken from the private collection of E.A. Sutherland, Percy T. McGann, David Paulson, O.A. Johnson, and A.W. Spaulding. It is known as the Spaulding-McGann manuscript. Page 1. Copy of Three Early Visions. I saw that we must wake up, wake and cry earnestly for the arm of the Lord to be revealed. It is fatal to sleep now. Time is almost finished. I saw that it was a shame for us to refer to the scattering for examples to govern us now in the gathering time. For if God does no more for us now than he did then, we shall never be gathered. In the scattering, Israel were torn and smitten, but now God will bind up and heal them. I saw that God had stretched out his hand the second time to recover the remnant of his people. They are these who have been covered in the rubbish since 1844. I saw that efforts to spread the truth should now be put forth, such as in 1843 and 1844. In the scattering, efforts to spread the truth had but little effect, accomplished but little or nothing. But now in the gathering time, when God has set his hand to gather his people, efforts to spread the truth will have their designed effect, and all should be zealous and united in the work. I saw that a paper was needed, and all should feel interested in it. I saw that the truth should be made plain upon tables, that the earth and the fullness thereof is the Lord's, and that necessary means should not be spared to make it plain. I saw that the old chart was directed by the Lord, and that not a figure of it should be altered except by inspiration. I saw that the figures of the chart were as God would have them, and that his hand was over and hid a mistake in some of the figures, so that none should see it till his hand was removed. I saw that the two-horned beast had a dragon's mouth, and that his power was in his head, and that the decree would go out of his mouth. Then I saw the mother of harlots, that the mother was not the daughters, but separate and distinct from them. She has had her day, and it is past. And her daughters, the Protestant sects, were the next to come on the stage and act out the same mind that the mother had when she persecuted the saints. I saw that as the mother has been declining in power, the daughters had been growing, and soon they will exercise the power once exercised by the mother. I saw the nominal church and nominal Adventists like Judas would betray us to the Catholics to obtain their influence to come against the truth. The saints then will be an obscure people little known to the Catholics, but the church and nominal Adventists who know of our faith and customs, for they hated us on account of the Sabbath, for they could not refute it, will betray the saints and report them to the Catholics and those who disregard the institutions of the people, that is, that they keep the Sabbath and disregard Sunday. Then the Catholics bid the Protestants to go forward and issue a decree that all who will not observe the first day of the week instead of the seventh day shall be slain. And the Catholics, whose numbers are large, will stand by the Protestants. The Catholics will give their power to the image of the beast, and the Protestants will work as their mother worked before them to destroy the saints. But before their decree bring or bear fruit, the saints will be delivered by the voice of God. Then I saw that Jesus' work in the sanctuary will soon be finished, and after his work there is finished, he will come to the door of the first apartment and confess the sins of Israel upon the head of the scapegoat. Then he will put on the garments of vengeance. Then the plagues will come upon the wicked, and they do not come till Jesus puts on that garment and takes his place upon the great white cloud. Then, while the plagues are falling, the scapegoat is being led away. He makes a mighty struggle to escape, but he is held fast by the hand that leads him. If he should effect his escape, Israel would lose their lives. I saw that it would take time to lead away the scapegoat into the land of forgetfulness after the sins were put on his head. The great white cloud I saw was not the holy place, but entirely separate from the holy and most holy place, entirely separate from the sanctuary. Then the angel repeated these words and said, "This is the time spoken of in Isaiah. he saw that there was not man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. He had no mediator between God and man, and these plagues could be withheld no longer, for Jesus had ceased to plead for Israel, and they were covered with the covering of the Almighty God. And then they could live in the sight of a holy God, and those who were not covered, the plagues fell upon them, for they had nothing to shelter or protect them from the wrath of God. Dorchester, Maine, October 23, 1850. The nations, thou wouldest not want him to step out if thou knewest thy situation. That desire is to disenthrone those kings, but that could not be, for kings must reign till Christ begins to reign. I saw in Europe, just as things were moving to accomplish their desires, there would seemingly be a slackening up once or twice. Thus the hearts of the wicked would be relieved and hardened, but the work will not settle down, only seem to. For the minds of kings and rulers were intent on overthrowing each other, and the minds of the people to get the ascendancy. I saw that all things are intensely looking and stretching their thoughts on the impending crisis before them. The sins of Israel must go to the judgment beforehand. Every sin must be confessed at the sanctuary. Then the work will move. It must be done now. The remnant in the time of trouble will cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The latter rain is coming on those that are pure. All then will receive it as formerly. When the four angels let go, Christ will set up his kingdom. None receive the latter rain but those who are doing all they can. Christ will help us. All could be overcomers by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus. All heaven is interested in the work. Angels are interested. Think ye that he will bring his hand unto himself until he has accomplished the object for which he stretched it out? Yea, more bitter hatred against those that keep the law than against the Catholics. Truth, the truth, let it shine. Hold them by the side of truth. What are they rich in? They seek falsehood, deception, and cunning. Behold, where is their strength? Is it in the truth? A mere knowledge of the truth will never save. How long, then, angel of God, before the message will go with a loud voice? Other things to be accomplished. They must make themselves more vile. If Jesus should make his appearance in their midst, they would despise him. They advocate their errors for a while until the people get disgusted with it. Then they add another. Nights upon their beds, horror gets hold upon them. Can ye not see it? Live unto God. He has got them safe in the snare. The honest are getting disgusted. Satan works at the very ones that do him the most harm. God can make them a host against their enemies. Ye give up too quick. Ye let go too soon. That arm, the arm of God, is mighty. Satan works in different ways to steal the mind off from God. Victory, victory, we must have it over every wrong. A solemn sinking into God. Get ready. Set thine house in order. March 18, 1852. Vision of August 24, 1850. Said the angel, can ye stand in the battle in the day of the Lord? Ye need to be washed and live in nearness of life to God. Then I saw those whose hands are engaged in making up the breach and are standing in the gap that have formerly, since 1844, broken the commandments and have so far followed the Pope as to keep the first day instead of the seventh, and who have since the light shone out of the most holy place, changed their course, given up the institution of the Pope and are keeping God's Sabbath, would have to go down into the water and be baptized in the faith of the sanctuary and keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I saw those who have been baptized as a door into the churches would have to be baptized again as a door into the faith. Those who have not been baptized since 1844 will have to be before Jesus comes, and some I saw would not make progress until that duty was performed. The angel said, some tried too hard to believe. Faith is so simple, they look above it. Satan has deceived some and got them to looking at their own unworthiness. I saw they must look away from self to the worthiness of Jesus and throw themselves just as they are, needy, dependent upon His mercy, and draw by faith strength and nourishment from Him. Said the angel, "The desolations of Zion are accomplished. The scattering time is past. Should the living look to the dead for knowledge? The dead know not anything. They have departed from the living God to converse with the dead. I saw that our minds must be stayed upon God, and we must not fear the fear of the wicked. Evil angels are around us trying to invent a new way to destroy us. The Lord would lift up a standard against the devil. We must take the shield of faith." Washington, New Hampshire, September 1852. "You are getting the coming of the Lord too far off. I saw the latter rain was coming as a midnight cry with 10 times the power.